how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's new chief of staff is on the job at the White House. Former Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly showing up for work today to replace Reince Priebus after Priebus resigned under pressure last week. There's no word on who's going to replace Kelly as Secretary of Homeland Security, though. Vice President Mike Pence is on a mission to Eastern Europe, where in Estonia today he was again reassuring our NATO allies.
Under President Donald Trump, the United States stands firmly behind our Article 5 Pledge of Mutual Defense. That an attack on one of us is an attack on us all.
Russia's deputy foreign minister denying on ABC's This Week that Russia was involved in election meddling and saying a Russian ambassador never tried to get inside information.
He was not spying and he was not recruiting. If he did so, I would be now a prima ballerina of the Bolshoi Ballet.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention all men. Did you know that bladder control problems are very common? If you or a loved one is suffering from male incontinence, please listen to this important message from Men's Liberty. Because bladder control problems do not need to keep you from living an active life any longer. Best of all, costs can be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week's supply with your order.
Using Men's Liberty, we can go places, and I don't feel a sense of anxiety.
Men's Liberty has made both mine and my husband's life easier.
As a urological surgeon, I highly recommend Men's Liberty. It's simply the best option available, and I've seen how it changes lives.
Men's Liberty is covered by Medicare and most major health insurance plans. Say goodbye to painful catheters, expensive diapers, and embarrassing accidents, odors, or infections. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week's supply with your order. Call 888-827-7549. That's 888-827-7549. 888-827-7549.
Down payment it takes to purchase a new home? Think again. You could move into a $150,000 home with as little as $1,500 down with our 1% down payment option. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKET.
Hey, Pat,
did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
All right, local weather here at HuntertonChamberRadio.com for the Flemington area. Today's sunny, high near 87. We're getting close to that now. It's already 80 outside. Patchy fog tonight after 5 a.m. Otherwise, mostly clear, low around 63. Again, patchy fog Tuesday morning. High will be near 90 on Tuesday. Cloudy on the overnight, low in the 60s. Chance of showers on Wednesday afternoon. Otherwise, sunny, high near 89. Again, Wednesday night could be a slight chance of showers and or thunderstorms passing through. Thursday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, high in the mid-80s. And again, Thursday night, slight chance of the showers continuing. Looks like Friday, a little bit of rain. And Friday night, chance of precip around 40%. Then clear on Sunday. Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Hello, welcome to Chef Bill's Table. Getting together on Mondays or any time that you'd care to listen, on Rewind or on the MP3 archives. Catch the show anytime, go back in time if you like. We'll always have something interesting or seasonal on there. Hope to, anyway. Well, let's see. We're in full swing of summer. And let's see, food holidays this week. July 5th, Oyster Day. Oysters, big comeback, especially raw oysters. Oyster bars, happy hours, oyster happy hours. At Jake's, we run a dollar oysters on Sunday, all day and into the evening, as long as they last. Nice chance to, especially in the summer, cool off. Nice raw oysters. We do a, instead of the traditional mignonette, which is red wine, shallots, and fresh cracked black pepper, we make what we call an oyster wash. Experimented with different vinegars, because the red wine vinegar is good. I like the classic, little lemon in the mignonette. The sharpness of the vinegar is great with the salinity of the oysters. But we chose to do a wash. We use our Pico, which is kind of one of our mother sauces. It's not pico de gallo like a salsa, not really tomato-y. Very finely diced plum tomatoes, no seeds or anything, and jalapeno onion. Kind of like same ingredients as a salsa, but it's not. It's more like a condiment or a flavoring. So we macerate some of that in seasoned rice vinegar. And you can get unseasoned. Seasoned has a little bit of sweetness to it and a little salt. We like to use that in dressings also. Very nice vinegar. We tried malt vinegar, which is also good, sherry vinegar. Experiment with different vinegars if you like mignonette, but this works well. It puts that little bit of jalapeno heat in there, and you've got the cilantro, a little bit of the lime, and that makes a nice little splash to put on raw oysters. Of course, if raw oysters aren't your thing, oysters, of course, don't take long to cook. You can buy them in the shell or already shucked. Barely cooked, simmered oyster stew comes to mind. Fried, of course, in the shell, can be baked. Or if you have a favorite topping for oysters, you can also use the shucked ones and bake them in a casserole. Grilled oysters in the shell, always nice. A little splash of garlic butter on top. We like to shuck them first and then put them on the grill. They'll pick up, especially if it's a live fire, wood fire, charcoal. Can pick up a little bit of the smoke from that. And again, oysters, we don't need to cook very long. But you'll see many bars now will offer raw oysters as a happy hour. Discounted oysters. I was coming back to, probably the early part of the 20th century when restaurants on either coast were always, oysters were almost a giveaway. There were so many of them. And they're back now. Many good producers out there. So the waters are certified. Yeah, it takes a couple of years for an oyster to get to market size, but you know, there seems to be enough of them out there. And remember, there's different species, but as far as East Coast, normally there are only a handful of them, and usually the oysters are designated by their point of origin. And I look for, if I'm farther north, Prince Edward Island, for example, would be nice cold water, high salinity, good flavor. All of the oysters tend to be on the small side. Larger ones we'll get from the northeast, from Connecticut off of Long Island. You get them the Cape May. Salts are very good. You get down to Virginia. So all up and down the northern seaboard there, we get many good oysters. West Coast oysters, of course, different species. Cost a little more. Of course, they have to be shipped. With shipping nowadays, the oysters hold up very well. But if you're in the mood in the summertime, a nice snack, oysters. And speaking of summer, I'm always, of course, we think of fish. I mean, barbecue is in full swing, grilling season, of course. But sometimes we just don't want something that heavy, especially if it's of course, the humidity's gone, at least around here. But sometimes you want something a little bit lighter, but you still want to be satisfied. And salmon came to mind because it does have salmon. You can kind of treat like a meat dish in the cooking methods, and you can even eat it undercooked. Make sure it's nice and fresh, but medium rare or rare salmon or even tartare, fully safe poke, the marinated Hawaiian dish. And if you're unsure about it raw, of course, salmon does freeze well, and plenty of it available out there. That's the other good news. Most of it's farm-raised. On the East Coast, it's all, in fact, Atlantic salmon is all farm-raised now. We don't really harvest any wild anymore. If you want wild salmon, of course, you'll get it from the Pacific. And Alaskan salmon, of course, is what people look for, but quite a bit of it, usually that's designated by the mouth of the river that it comes from, the source. What happens is the salmon, because they're nice and fat, they're going to make that big swim upstream, and that's where a lot of the flavor is. Salmon's nice and fatty. Sometimes the wild salmon, no guarantees, depending on at what stage they caught the fish. The flavor is going to vary. The color is going to vary a little bit. The farm-raised, very consistent product, good fat content, and we get it from our side, of course, Canada or Maine, and then other North Atlantic, Scottish and Norwegian. And when you see a Norwegian salmon or Scottish salmon, it's not a different species. It's all the same species of fish. It's just where it's grown. And the producers now, again, following sustainable practices, really cleaned up. This is the farm-raised fish got a bad rap, but really, right now, you say for our restaurant use, we try to get Norwegian or Scottish, but the Maine or Canadian does very well. So what are we going to do with this salmon? First of all, of course, buying it. After we take our break at the quarter hour here, we'll go into some of the details there. But I remember, years ago when I was young, salmon, only certain times of the year you got it, and the rest of the time it was canned. But now with a steady supply with the farm raised, it's available fresh all the time. No need for it to be old. It's a staple. We were looking at our menu mix the other day, and it's still our best-selling fish item. And you see it on every menu, from casual to upscale. Even a steakhouse, if they're going to have a fish, oftentimes it's going to be, besides shrimp or lobster, they will definitely have salmon on there. So we're going to poach some salmon and serve it either room temperature or chilled be a nice summer dish, and then talk about how we can do some other lighter dishes with salmon, although salmon will take on aggressive seasoning because of the fat content and the unique flavor. We'll find that it doesn't always have to be a heavy sauce. Oftentimes you'll see a cream sauce or a hollandaise. We're going to try to lighten it up a little bit here. So when we come back after the break at the table, we'll go into this, Chef Bill's Table.
Your everlasting summer, you can see it fading fast. So you grab a piece of something that you think is going to last. Well, you wouldn't even know it.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambee's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambee's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31 south of Clinton. Pambee's Purely Delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Back at the table here, Chef Bill, on a nice sunny day, at least right now. So when we're looking for salmon, we're going to poach. We've done, of course, in hotels, we would poach whole salmon for buffet work. It takes, of course, a big fish pan to do that. Sometimes you see those in cooking implement stores, a nice big oval shallow pan. But we'll probably, for home use, we'll probably be doing some boneless sides. So you'll see fillets of salmon in the case at the supermarket or at the fishmongers. You also see salmon steaks. Salmon steaks would be good for poaching, although then you have to deal with some the bones and the skin. They hold up well. Salmon steaks are great on the grill, although if you're going to grill them also, you can make your own boneless steaks. I take a section of the fillet from more toward the front of the fish where it's fairly thick, tapers down into the belly. And we'll cut a portion. We skin the filet first, then we'll cut a portion of, you know, 7 or 8 ounces, 6 ounces, whatever you like. And then we butterfly that and lay it open. It looks just like a salmon steak, that same kind of curved oval with the tails tapering down, but you just fold it together, butterfly it, and it'll stay together. We do this for cedar planking or for grilling, and you'll cook a little bit more evenly. Otherwise, you've got that thick part of the filet and then down to the belly part, a little bit more fat on there, so it doesn't get tough, really. But if you like your salmon a little bit undercooked, you want to make sure it's going evenly. Otherwise, on the grill, we get more from the tail section. A little bit leaner, but would take well with marinades or bastes. In fact, if you're going to do a salmon sandwich, that would be probably the way to go. So anyway, if you're going to poach, I like to poach with the skin on. Fish will hold together, and there's a couple of thoughts on that. Usually when we poach fish, we use what's called a court bouillon, a flavored water, let's say. And you can season it how you like, but basically some salt, lemon, at least bay leaf, maybe some parsley stems. Sometimes Italians have a fish in what's called crazy water, some hot peppers in there. So, again, a couple schools of thought. Traditionally, we would bring the court bouillon to a simmer and then place the fish in there. And you really don't want this to boil. Poaching is a slower process. You just want the water barely bubbling at the surface. Chefs now with the sous vide technology can set the water bath to the temperature they want. It takes a little bit longer, but make sure that you don't overcook. Now, normally fish to be done about 10 minutes per inch of thickness. You have your side of salmon, and you can trim off some of the belly if you like, although, you know, the meat's good. It's a little fattier, as I said. It'll stay tender. So putting it in the already simmering water, again, it takes, depending on the thickness of the fish, 10, 15 minutes. And then you can remove it, or you can allow it to cool off a little bit in the water. Another way is just to start with cold water, a little bit of salt and lemon or vinegar, and bring it slowly up to a simmer, and then turn the water off and let the salmon cool completely in the water. This is, you know, kind of like when you're doing hard-boiled eggs. You start with cold water, bring it to the simmer, cook it for a few minutes, and then let them sit in the hot water for a while. But the fish this way will be slightly undercooked, but, again, very delicious, preserves a lot of flavor. And then there's actually another method if you want to just keep the flavor of the salmon locked in, is to wrap the filet in plastic, a couple layers of plastic, and put that in the water, and then you'll have just the flavor of the salmon. Really don't need to season the water that heavily because salmon has a good full flavor. Normally when you're poaching mild or white fish, you want to add a little bit of flavor to it. So we have our poached salmon, whichever method you take. And even if I was using the court bouillon method, I would find the pot and put the amount of water in that just covers the salmon filet. Remove the salmon filet, add your seasonings, bring the water to a simmer, and then put the fish back in. A couple reasons. You don't want too much water. You don't need it. And you want to make sure there's enough in there so the fish is just covered. And I said very slow simmer, not boiling. You don't need to cook the fish that hard. Seafood especially, very delicate, and you don't need that. I mean, high heat is good for a sear if you want some browning, but poaching, we like to keep that at a slow simmer. So your fish is cooled off now, and you can do this ahead. It's a great light dinner or a good lunch. Your poached salmon, and you'll remove the skin. If you haven't taken the pin bones out beforehand, you can. If you're doing a larger whole fish, say you got a party, the meat just kind of pulls off, the bones stay behind, especially a buffet work. Again, if you have a pan big enough to do it, it's a great showpiece. Now, we used to just take the chilled poached salmon. We would make a hollandaise off the heat so that it wasn't too hot, room temperature hollandaise, and then right before service, we would put some of that, glaze the salmon with that. The temperature of the salmon, of course, not really cold enough to harden the hollandaise. It was still a smooth sauce. Probably better off with a mayonnaise-based sauce. At Jake's, we do a verde, Italian-style verde sauce. You can call it green sauce, where we grind up in the processor some parsley, a little tarragon, a little oregano. You could use basil. And we also add some poached garlic. We poach it so it's not too strong a punch. And normally capers or even anchovy fillet would go in there for your salt. A fair amount of olive oil and a little bit of vinegar. You don't want too much vinegar. You just want a little bit for that brightness. You don't want to kill the fresh herbs. And it looks kind of like a pesto. And very, very good. Again, if you don't need, if you want something mayonnaise-y. But I'll tell you what, though. Chilled salmon and a mayonnaise-based sauce is very good. Tarragon would come to mind for a seasoning. I love capers, you know, if you're doing even kind of a remoulade. Dill, very common with salmon. Tarragon works well. Basil works well. And if you're doing a mayonnaise, if you're not making your own, which would be ideal, the little egg yolk and olive oil, lemon juice, get your emulsion. But if you're using commercial mayonnaise, flavor it, and then maybe add a little sour cream for a little bit of lightness to it. Sour cream, again, a little bit of the sharpness, the acid flavor, brightness, if you will. And it does it lightens up the texture of the mayonnaise. So this poached salmon. So if you're doing individual pieces, of course, very easy to serve. And if you're doing a larger piece, you can simply flake the salmon off. And what do we serve it with? Well, of course, a nice salad is always good. And even if I was having some other vegetables, I'd probably want a little tangle of greens on there. Classic green sorrel in French cooking would have been used for a puree. But arugula would be fine, very good. Frisée, a little bit of bitter greens with a nice light vinaigrette on it. Potatoes are great with salmon. And if I was doing a potato salad, I would get the small potatoes, the sea size, and leave the skin on and slice them. I'd probably use a mustard vinaigrette, although, again, a caper mayonnaise wouldn't be a bad idea. That way you've got a little sauce for the salmon also. Green beans this time of year, excellent. And blanched, you want them a little bit crisp tender, but either as a salad or as a vegetable on the side if you want to keep this a chilled dish. Snap peas, beautiful. I would blanch them a little bit. You want to keep them crispy, but I know they're great raw as a crudité, but if, you know, for this you might want to blanch them. Corn, whether hot or cold, obviously in the summertime, but a corn side dish would be good, or even, you know, if you don't have corn, I mean, polenta works very well with a salmon, you know, a hot salmon. But a nice vegetable salad, asparagus on the grill, and it could be grilled and chilled, or grilled and let come to room temperature. Or if you're more into a slaw, I mean, salmon and cabbage is a classic combination, whether hot or cold. Try using Napa cabbage, something a little softer. And you can flavor that slaw any way you want. You can put a little bit of fruit in there if you like. Some peanuts or cashews would be good. Salmon does take on pairing with nuts. We've done walnuts. We've done pine nuts. Almonds, very good with salmon if you're especially cooking hot dishes. But any of these accompaniments, just take the summer bounty with the chilled poached salmon, and a lot of the prep, again, could be done ahead of time, blanching the vegetables, have a nice salad, and you have a nice, great lunch or a nice, easy dinner, right? Nice, late dinner. We've got a break for news, and we'll be back at the table. We'll maybe make some salmon burgers, right? Why not? It's grilling season. Chef Bill's Table.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Now, former Secretary of Homeland Security John Kelly begins his new job.
He will do a spectacular job, I have no doubt, as Chief of Staff.
President Trump speaks to reporters after Kelly was sworn in during a brief Monday morning ceremony.
What he's done in terms of Homeland Security is record-shattering. You look at the border, you look at the tremendous results we've had, and you look at the spirit.
Kelly succeeds Reince Priebus, who abruptly departed the Chief of Staff's position on Friday. A federal court blocking three abortion laws in Arkansas as a preliminary injunction has been issued by a U.S. District Court judge after the ACLU and the Center for Reproductive Rights challenged the new legislation. Had they not been blocked, the three laws restricting abortion access would be taking effect tomorrow. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Attention, all men. Did you know that bladder control problems are very common? If you or a loved one is suffering from male incontinence, please listen to this important message from Men's Liberty, because bladder control problems do not need to keep you from living an active life any longer.
Using Men's Liberty, we can go places, and I don't feel a sense of anxiety.
Best of all, costs can be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week's supply with your order. That's 888-827-7549. Call 888-827-7549.
All right, we're back at the table here, Chef Bill's Table, talking about salmon, or even cured and smoked salmon. If you don't feel like cooking smoked salmon, of course, classic appetizer, brunch dish. If you're making a salmon burger, which is a nice alternative, again, we like our, you know, we like our casual food, we're cooking outside, or you can do these inside. Oftentimes you'll see a salmon or a tuna burger would be a thin fillet, which is fine. I would take salmon fillet from more toward the tail section, would be a little bit easier to grill, a little more even as far as the thickness. And when I'm grilling salmon, I like the skin. I like trout skin, salmon skin, you know, bass, any of those fishes. There's a lot of fish where the skin's not edible or not really that tasty, but salmon or trout, those skins are good. So I like to grill with the skin on, and this way, if some does stick to the grill, for example, you're not losing the good salmon flesh. You're just maybe losing a little bit of the skin. You can always remove it if you like, although crisping it up, even after the fish is done, if you want to throw it back on and crisp it up, but just, you know, serve that as your potato chips, I guess, right? And this salmon sandwich, you know, you could build a burger. You could, you know, your standard shredded lettuce or tomato. We like it with sliced tomato and steamed or grilled asparagus instead of the lettuce. We just have you want it, you know, the asparagus fairly well cooked, but lay the asparagus on the roll with the tomato and then the salmon on top. Usually a honey mustard glaze is great. We used to do a barbecue at Jake's, honey mustard barbecue sauce, and very good. The sweet, sour flavor, a little bit of smoke from the grill. And you'll see it's a very common way of doing grilled salmon. You could do something as simple as just mixing honey and mustard together. You could put a little mayonnaise in it if you like. If you like that flavor, making a barbecue sauce out of it, then you would go with maybe a little bit of vinegar. You could do a little tomato paste in there. Turmeric would be a good little seasoning to put in there, not too much, but gives you that nice color and flavor. The other possibility, though, is to grind the salmon. And grinding it, of course, you're not going to really see probably ground salmon at the store. You have to do it yourself. Don't need a grinder. A food processor works fine. You just have to be careful not to overprocess. You don't want it to be a paste. If you were making a salmon mousse, you would do that, but this wants some texture. Hand chopped would be ideal if you have a good sharp knife. If not, the food processor works well. I like to pre-cut the salmon into some small cubes so it processes evenly. And even if you want to put a slight freeze on them, it would help. But just using a pulse function, short bursts, so you can see how small the salmon is getting. Now, if you want something unique with this, with the salmon, do about 75% fresh salmon, maybe about 25% smoked salmon. And that's how it usually comes sliced, so you can mince that up. Add a little bit of smoked salmon to your fresh salmon mix. Then even if you're using a pan inside, you've got a good little smoky flavor in there. Smoked salmon, besides standing well on its own, is a great flavoring. I've used it to flavor a seafood chacrut, which is the with the sauerkraut. I've put it in chowder. If you say a New England chowder and you don't want the bacon in there, you either don't like bacon or you don't want it, or you want to make it meat-free, a little bit of smoked salmon in there puts that smoky flavor into a chowder. And plus, you know, it looks good, a little bit of that orange specks in there. Very good. So for every pound of fish, I like to use maybe a teaspoon of Dijon mustard. Now, you don't need, when you're making salmon, it's just like handling ground beef. It's going to stick together fine. You don't need to put the eggs in the flour. Mustard is really a flour anyway. That little bit of Dijon helps the flavor, and it'll help keep it together. Then you make your patties. Now, with fish burgers especially, you want them to rest a little bit before you cook them. So have the patties, put them back in the refrigerator, let them firm up a little bit. And then on the grill, make sure the grill is well oiled. Use some vegetable spray on the patties. You can season them, a little salt and pepper. And if your grill is clean, the fire is, you know, medium-high heat. And also these salmon burgers, just like ground tuna burgers, you can undercook a little bit. You don't need to cook them well done. Otherwise, nonstick pan or a skillet, a little bit of butter or oil, give you a nice crust, a nice nice result. And then maybe you want to do both. Maybe you want to have a cast iron pan over your grill, get them started in the cast iron, then just finish them on the grates just for that extra char flavor. Now, using these burgers, a nice brioche roll would be good. Nice soft roll. And again, your toppings, condiments can be whatever you want. But consider salmon burgers as an alternative to meat burgers and still with plenty of flavor. That's when I need my buzz. My buzz. My buzz. Now, another nice light dish, again, keeping on with smoked salmon, would be to make, we have a panini on the menu. It's kind of a grown-up grilled ham and cheese, croque monsieur, whatever you want to call it. In place of the ham, you're going to use smoked salmon. Again, you don't need that much in there. Smoked salmon is very, very tasty. So you have, I mean, we've done a panini. We've done it just a regular, like a grilled cheese. You could use a wheat or grain bread if you like, something a little different. But what we'll have is our cheeses. We use Munster. Because you've got the nice smoky salmon flavor, we will use a little Swiss, You could use a Gruyere or maybe even a Fontina. Fontina would be great and good melting cheese. I like the Munster, nice and buttery. And again, not too sharp. We really don't want too sharp a cheese with this. And we use a horseradish mustard to flavor the bread with. So, of course, on the outside of the bread, you're going to have your spread with your butter or oil, if you like, to brown it up. But inside, when you're making the sandwich, horseradish mustard, we use a kind of a grainy mustard, like a Kosciuszko or even a Golden's country style. You don't really necessarily want a Dijon. You want something the coarser the grain on the mustard, the less heat there is. So a good, you know, country style mustard. We will add some horseradish to it to taste, and you actually add a few drops of canola oil, a pinch of sugar, and a little bit of fresh or dried tarragon would help in there also. Give that little, you know, a little herb flavor to it. So we spread the bread with the horseradish mustard. You know, on one side you're going to have the Swiss cheese. On the other side you're going to have your Munster cheese. And then lay your slices of smoked salmon. A couple of ounces should be good for a sandwich. You don't need much more. It's not like a stacked deli sandwich. This is more about the cheese anyway. And what we'll put inside also is our marinated onions. Now, I like onion. If you don't like onion, you could leave them out. But either thin sliced raw onion or marinated, we put them in our herb vinaigrette. And you could make your own if you have a favorite dressing that you like. Bury the onion slices in there, and after a few hours, it takes the punch out of them, gives it some good flavor. Try that out, and also preserves them. If you have, instead of having, you know, open onion, if you like onions on your salad, just put them in your favorite dressing, and you're kind of making your own, we call them marinated pickled onions, right? So with the sandwich, so you put the sandwich together, and again, if you have a panini machine, you can do the press, which works very well, or just cook it like a grilled cheese, again, a little oil or butter. When I do grilled cheeses, of course, you want the cheese to melt without burning the bread, so we always start it fairly slowly. As with most things, you can always finish you can always brown more at the end, but if you get it too brown too fast, it's a losing battle. You're trying to heat it through. You know, then you got to put it in the oven, throw it in the microwave, whatever, to melt the cheese. You just want the cheese melted. The smoked salmon does not have to be piping hot. And we would serve this with a salad. So many times, you know, sandwiches are served with French fries or chips. And we like to do a small spring mix salad. Again, light vinaigrette, some tomatoes. And actually, we'll put a little bit of crumbled blue cheese on it. With grilled ham and brie, we'll do an arugula salad with tomatoes. And, you know, the cheese, even though you're doing grilled cheese, somehow that little bit of blue crumble on the salad, why not? You're eating cheese already, just have a little bit more cheese. It does work. So consider that when you're doing sandwiches sometimes. If you're not putting lettuce and tomato on the sandwich itself, especially your hot sandwiches, consider making a little bit of salad as a side dish instead of the usual chips and fries. We like our crunchy things, I know, but salad's good for you. So we're coming up on the quarter hour here. We're going to have to break for a couple of more messages, and then I'm going to run down, you know, some other ideas for salmon. Some potato crust, Cajun spice, make a salmon scallopini. Many, many things you can do with salmon when we get back at the table.
I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off at Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Back at the table here, Chef Bill's table at HunterdonChamberRadio.com, talking about salmon. So some other favorite ways to use salmon. Oh, from the past, potato crust and potato crusting fish. We've done regular potatoes. Sweet potatoes work well on maybe something like mahi, little whiter fish, although we did have guests sometimes that would want shredded sweet potato crusted salmon, which I think kind of a beta carotene overload there, but it is good. If the original dish, you'll see, again, fancy restaurants that still do it, they will take thin slices of potatoes and lay them over the fish to look like fish scales. And then you're going to wrap the fish in that. The starch from the potatoes kind of keeps it together, and brown the fish in a pan and turn it over and finish cooking in the oven. You got a nice, crispy, almost like thin potato chips on the fish. And what we did is take a version using shredded potatoes. And think of shredded potatoes like your hash browns. And two ways to approach it. Currently, if guests ask for it, we have to use raw potato. We like to use the Yukon Gold. We'll peel that and shred it. You could use, an Idaho potato. That's what we used to use. The best thing we found was take baked potatoes and peel those and shred them. So a lot of the moisture is driven out. You get reduces the cooking time, and you get a really nice, crispy, shredded hash brown crust. Just like if you were making home fries or hash browns for breakfast, you would normally cook the potatoes first and then brown them in the pan or on the griddle. If you're using raw potato, of course, squeeze out the water. Otherwise, it just doesn't brown evenly. We'll use salmon fillets for this. You know, a 6-ounce portion is good. No skin. And for restaurant service, of course, we use individual small pans. Each order is coming in individually. And that was the best way. You'll need an oven on about 450 degrees or so to finish cooking these. Although you could conceivably do it all on the stovetop. If you want to, if you're doing it for a group, you may want to finish them in the oven. Have a skillet that has an oven-proof handle. So if you're not doing them in small sauté pans, say you've got a larger griddle. I mean, if you did them on the griddle, again, just, you know, allow a little more cooking time or have the salmon fillets fairly thin. This is a case where I would butterfly, like I explained before about the boneless steaks, so you get even cooking. So what you have is your shredded potatoes. We use clarified butter. You could use oil. And you're going to put a thin layer of the potatoes down, just enough to be able to rest the salmon on them. So it could be a little oval shape, could be round. Don't stack the potatoes too thickly. You want this to still be about the fish. Again, a thin layer of hash brown. Place the salmon on there so the salmon will start cooking as the potatoes are cooking. Then once the potatoes are brown, you can see the fish is a little, you know, almost half cooked. You can turn them over. Another way to do it, I know we've done with the sweet potatoes, is you'll brush the fish with a little mustard again, that little bit of flour. With sweet potatoes, they don't have the starch content, so you really need that mustard to hold the potatoes on there. But again, thin layer of potatoes, turn them over, finish them in the oven. You do need to salt and pepper the potatoes at some point. You need to season them. And what you're doing is kind of steaming the salmon in this potato crust. You're not worried about having a bottom crust. It's not going to be totally encased. It's just kind of over the top of the fish. And really very nice. And salmon and potatoes go well together. Now, as a sauce for this, we've done many versions. We've done you know, the classic would be we would do a white wine cream with leeks, melted leeks, which you'd have to prep the leeks, cook them, braise them in the white wine, salt and pepper, and then use those to flavor your white wine heavy cream sauce, which would just be a reduction, and some broccoli in there. Another nice thing, if you like that, again, in the cabbage family, a sautéed or creamed Napa cabbage would work well. Again, the Napa cabbage doesn't need to cook that long. What I normally do if I'm doing a cabbage, I also shred some carrots in there, again, for a little color, a little flavor, sweetens up the cabbage a little bit. Relatively easy, saute your cabbage and carrot, a little bit of shallot in there, add some white wine, cook that down, then your cream, cook it down. You don't want these sauces, I'm really haven't been a fan lately of using roux in sauces. I'd rather do a little bit of reduction. And, of course, if you're doing a reduction, to enrich at the end, a little bit of whole unsalted butter whizzed in there kind of helps, too. Gives it a little bit of sheen, a little more mouthfeel. Now, if you're talking about roasting salmon or baking it, I would like to start in the pan. I like the crispy skin. And just like I said, when you're grilling the salmon, grill it skin side down. If you don't want the skin, the salmon will slide off of it very easily. Then you can actually flip the skin over and finish cooking it, have a little snack, and a little salmon skin chips, right? If you're doing it in a frying pan or a skillet, I would start the skin side down. And we do this with other skin-on fish that we're using, striped bass, black sea bass, red snapper, any fish like that that you can't eat the skin. We always start the skin side down. Nice thing with salmon is you don't have to really press it. The skin's not going to curl up. Some of the other fish, you have to score the skin because it does tighten up with the salmon skin. But if you want to make sure, you can score it a little bit. By scoring, we mean just cutting through the skin, not too deeply into the flesh, just a little crisscross pattern on there. That would be nice for eating it also, it being nice little diamond shapes already. But get the salmon cooked. We cook the fish about two-thirds of the way or so through with the skin side down. And then flip it, and then you can either finish it in the pan if you're making a pan sauce, or finish it in the oven. We'll do that on the grill, and I do it with the large shrimp. I do it with lobster tails if I'm splitting a tail and grilling it. Do the shell side first, and then just flip it at the end for a brief time so you don't overcook. That's the important part with fish. You don't want it to cook until it's falling apart. Then it's too much. Another quick way to do salmon, if you want to, if you have a side of salmon or you have the salmon fillet, is salmon scallops or escallops, thin slices. And these you can actually cook right on the plate if you really want to. There's one technique, if you're doing it for one or two people, it would be fine. You just have a pot of boiling water that the plate will fit over, and just that heat from underneath, you can cover the plate with either a aluminum foil, and the salmon will cook right on that plate that's over the boiling water. Otherwise, take an oven-proof plate, and you slice these. What you'll do is, just like smoked salmon is sliced at that extreme angle, you'll do the same thing with fresh salmon. You take it across the fillet at about a 45-degree angle or even less, and get these nice, wide, very thin pieces, and you kind of just arrange them on the plate. And at that point, you could season them and actually just put the plates right in the oven. Use plates that are oven-proof, obviously, but they're so thin, they'll cook right on the plate, and then you can have a little sauce that you could put on them or garnish. The advantage of that is the plate's going to stay hot, obviously, for serving, but you can arrange the pieces the way you like them, and you don't have to dirty a pan. I'm all for that, right? If you're the one doing the cleaning up, cook the salmon right on a heavy plate. We've got to wrap it up. We're approaching the hour. Another brief meeting on a Monday morning, Chef Bill's Table. We'll catch you down the road. A couple more weeks, we'll have Peter back with the Black River Spice and Tea Company. Talk about Jersey Fresh and the way to use spices. But at any rate, keep cooking. Enjoy salmon or any other fish. Enjoy the outdoors, and we'll talk to you in a week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A new work week dawns, including at the White House, where a new chief of staff is in charge beginning today, as Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly has replaced Reince Priebus. There's been no formal word, though, on who's going to replace Kelly as the head of the DHS.
Senate Democrat Dianne Feinstein says she's hoping Kelly's background will help the White House as it deals with threats like that from North Korea, which she calls a clear and present danger.
And this is one of the reasons that I hope General Kelly will be able to be effective even beyond a chief of staff, is to begin some very serious negotiation with the North.
She spoke on CBS's Face the Nation. Russia's ordering 700.